Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it's rivalry week here on The Fan as Washington takes on Dallas. Commanders, Cowboys, this Sunday, 4:25 kickoff on Fox. Joining us right now to preview the game is Logan Paulson, longtime NFL tight end with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's up, Logan?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you know, I told a story earlier this week of why I hate the Cowboys so much. When I was at a game when I was like 7 years old, a Cowboys fan stepped in front of me, and I missed the game-winning pass, and I walked home heartbroken. You know, you played in this rivalry. How do you describe it from a player's perspective? The feeling that you get going up against the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, obviously, since, you know, like the advent of free agency, the rivalry is somewhat diminished. But again, it's a division opponent. And obviously, you get really familiar with those guys. You kind of understand what makes them tick. You understand kind of the things you can do in and around the play to kind of create a certain reaction from those guys. So even though it's not the rivalry that it once was, it is a lot of fun to kind of go up against people you know really well, kind of, and they know you really well. And it leads to a great level of competition. And I always felt like these games were a little bit more heightened and a little bit more stressful and a little bit more fun in the same way, because it's like you're kind of fighting someone you know really well, and there's a lot of animosity there. So I always enjoyed this rivalry. Personally, I was always always enjoyed the Philadelphia rivalry for whatever reason a little bit more, but the Cowboys were always a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love the word you used there, animosity. Do you have any hate in your blood or in your veins for the Cowboys?
I mean, obviously, being a fan of the Commanders and having played here, there's that level of animosity that just kind of naturally occurs here. But, you know, overall, not really. Like, as a player, even in college, I never really got into, like, the rivalry thing too much. Like, to me, it's just the next one, the team you got to take care of. And I know, you know, being from L.A., I'm not familiar with the acute history of the rivalry here like a lot of fans are. So, like, you know, it's fun, always fun for me to talk to fans and hear about their stories and their remembrances of these games and the players involved, and talking to Fred Smoot and Santana Moss about their experiences. Because again, like, the history to me is somewhat tangential to my youth. But hearing the stories about how rich the rivalry is makes a lot of fun.
Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, longtime NFL tight end. Let's start with the tight ends. It was really good. I was asking for more Zach Ertz targets. He got that. He delivered in the end zone. I like what I've seen blocking from Sinnott and Bates. Do you think we see them start catching some passes as well in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I think, you know, as this offense has grown and changed, given the injuries at the perimeter receiver position spots, those guys have kind of taken on more responsibility. And again, Bates is just getting back from that groin injury, and Sinnott is kind of exploring a larger role in the offense. I think he's doing a great job. I think the next step for those guys would be to start maybe getting some featured targets, which would be great to see. And so does that happen this week? I don't know. But again, like, I think a healthy, diverse offense incorporates all your playmakers. And so are there ways that these guys can add to the offense? I certainly hope so, and I can't wait to watch to see how Cliff does that, whether it's this week or in the upcoming weeks.
Logan, the offensive line for Washington, how good have they been this season, maybe compared to the rest of the division? I like Philly's offensive line. I always feel like Dallas has big boys. Maybe can you compare and rank the NFC East O-lines from what you've seen this season?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they're close to number one. I think they're doing a really good job. Laremy Tunsil's been a fantastic addition. Chris Paul has been a revelation at left guard. Biotis has just been playing incredibly consistent. I think you're seeing more of his leadership and athleticism this year. I think Wiley and Allegretti, kind of as they've rotated through that spot, have held down the right guard spot. But obviously you're waiting for the starter and Cosme to come back and kind of do his thing. And I think Josh Connerly's just gotten better each and every week as a pass protector and as a run blocker. So I do think they're kind of in a conversation or in contention to be in that kind of top seed. I think you got to give it to Philadelphia because Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson are some of the best in the world at their positions. But I do think that given this is kind of a down year for Dallas, given the struggles that the Giants are going through on the offensive line, I think the Commanders are definitely in that conversation for that second spot.
That's great to hear, because I do think we need to win in the trenches to get this victory on Sunday in Dallas. Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Check out his work, Take Command, the podcast, also a Commanders analyst on the radio network. Follow him on Twitter at Logan Paulson NFL. He's doing interviews, and I really liked your segment on the Kevin Sheehan show, specifically the optimism. And so I'll set you up with this one. This defense, will the Commanders' defense give up less than 35 points on Sunday? That's the number. I think it's going to be first to 35.
Yeah, I do think you're probably right, man. And I think, you know, while I have a lot of optimism that the defense will get better, I think they're going to have a really tough challenge this week with our guy Dak Prescott, man. He's playing some of the best football that I've seen as an analyst since I've been doing this job. Like, he just has a really good mastery at the moment of the timing of routes, anticipating throws, understanding the limitations and the strengths of the offenses. He's been great in the red zone, been great at the line of scrimmage, checking protections, checking route combinations, and really just featuring not only his playmakers, Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, who's obviously been hurt, but the other guys like Ryan Flournoy and Turpin are also being very productive. Jake Ferguson, and tight ends are very productive. So while I do think their offensive line is struggling, I think Dak Prescott kind of covers up any issue that they're having in the offense. And I think when you're playing elite quarterbacks, it takes a Herculean effort defensively. So, you know, we'll see what Joe Wood Jr. comes up with here this week in terms of disguising coverages, pressure packages, trying to find ways to make Dak Prescott uncomfortable, because obviously they have some familiarity. But, you know, 35 points over under, man. Like, I'm not touching scores this week. I just want wins, and I think they're going to need to play good football because Dak is playing out of his mind at the moment.
Yeah, it sounds like you agree with me on 35 being a good number to look at for both teams here. You played with a great running back, Alfred Morris, and then we got Jacory Kroski-Merritt. Any comparisons, or are they just a couple of late-round studs, man?
You know, it's funny. I think in terms of personality, you know, having talked with Bill briefly a couple times and seen some of the interviews he's given, he reminds me a little bit of Alfred in the gratitude and joy that he has every day for being in the NFL. And there was something so infectious and wonderful about Alfred and his ability to just make you feel like, man, this guy's just so stoked to be here every single day. He, like, this is a blessing for him. And when I hear Bill speak, a lot of that resonates. As runners, they have very unique and distinct styles. You know, Alfred's more of a downhill, one-cut guy with great contact balance. I think Bill Kroski-Merritt is probably more talented, you know, in terms of change of direction, his ability to make people miss. But I think there's many ways to skin a cat, and I think you see it in both of them. And I think they can both have successful careers. Obviously, Alfred was tremendous when he was here in Washington, and I think Bill could have a similar trajectory as long as he stays healthy and continues to be working the way he seems to be working.
longtime NFL tight end Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You could hear him as part of the Commanders radio broadcast and also the Take Command podcast. We've been wondering this, and I want you to just explain this to me like I'm stupid, Logan. Why is Chris Moore getting so many more snaps than Luke McCaffrey?
I think, honestly, people forget that Chris Moore's been in the league for a long time. I think this is his 9th year, 10th year, something like that. And I will say, like, when you're on a roster and when you're a coach, one of the things, and as a player too, one of the things you really value that maybe fans don't feel as much is trust. And one of the things that experience gives you in the NFL is it gives you a lot of trust equity. And I think when you watch Moore, you see some of the banked reps that he's accrued over the course of his career, like just little savvy veteran things, veteran moments where you're like, oh, a younger player probably doesn't see that or doesn't run the route that way or makes a mistake here in terms of how he's going to run the pick on this player. So I think that's something that maybe the layperson doesn't understand because I've never been in a room. But having someone like this was me near the end of my career. Like, I would play a lot over younger, more talented guys because the coaching staff trusted me to do the right thing. And I think that's what you're getting with Moore. And that's not to besmirch or take away from anything Luke's done. It's been great to watch Luke kind of blossom and grow each and every week also. But I do think that trust and confidence that Moore gives the offense is very, very valuable.
I totally understand that about Cliff trusting Chris Moore, and he made a great big grab in the end zone. And you're right, like, he's got so much experience. He's run all these routes in actual games. They can watch footage of that. But in terms of Luke McCaffrey, like, how does he earn more trust? He's had, you know, success in the last few weeks. Personally, I think there needs to be an urgency from the coaching staff to get him more reps, given the fact that McLaurin's out.
Yeah, and I do think he is getting more reps. I think he's getting more opportunities than he would if Terry was healthy. And I think he's, like you've talked about, he's done a great job maximizing those reps. And I think you talked about how do you earn trust. He's doing exactly what you need to do. He's being very effective and physical in the kick return game. He's blocking. He knows his assignments on the perimeter. He's getting opportunities down the field. All of those things are extremely critical to building trust and letting not only Cliff see it, but let Jaden get more confident in him as well. And so I do think, like, people want to rush that process. They want to say Luke should be the guy right now. And in my estimation, he's working towards that. And I think that's been really cool to see from Luke.
Logan, Jaden Daniels. So here's what I was saying on my show. So the first week he plays, we score 21 points. He did have that mistake right before the half. The second week he gets hurt, and then he's out. All right, and then he came back against LA, played a game, and now he's played 2 games in a row. This isn't the first time his sophomore season. He's played 3 games in a row. Do you feel like you're starting to see him develop some rhythm, some timing, and get back to his old self here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe not. Maybe people don't understand. I thought he played really, really well in the Bears game. And I know he had the disastrous mistake at the end of the game, which is inexcusable, and he said just as much. But I think when you watch the down-to-down production that he's bringing, the ability to anticipate throws, the ability to elevate broken or covered plays in the offense is really fantastic. And it's this thing, it's this moment, like, when you're watching tape where you kind of say, oh no, like, they have no answer here. And then Jaden Daniels does something spectacular, buys a little bit of time, makes a tough throw, or uses his feet and is able to scramble for a first down. I think you're starting to definitely see shades of the player that was so dominant last year. And I think as he gets more comfortable and confident, he's just going to be more productive. And honestly, I think this week versus the Cowboys, he's going to have a monstrous week. I think this defense is perfectly constructed for him to just have a monstrous day. So all of this dialogue about is he back, like, where is he at, I think is a little, unnecessary, because I think he's playing well, and I think this week will kind of quell all those doubters or people that are still on the fence about where he's back in terms of his return.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he's due for a great game, and he's due for a win himself against the Dallas Cowboys. Logan, thanks for joining the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Adam, thanks, man. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Yep, that's our buddy Logan Paulson, longtime NFL tight end. Check him out on Twitter, at Logan Paulson NFL. I'm Adam Epstein, at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. It's 1 p.m., which means it is time to open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. I did receive a few tweets I wanted to read on air here, but the question of the day is, does Washington have enough weapons? Now that we know Terry McLaurin's out on Sunday, does Washington have enough weapons to score 35 points at Dallas? Because I've told you, I think that's how much it will take to win. I think it's going to be a race to 35 here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So once again, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Thanks to Ron and Mark, who let me know that they're listening on Twitter. I did get this tweet from Rob I wanted to read on air. AWOD, Washington are fools for paying Terry McLaurin. He took the bag, is now injured. It was not smart. He's hurt, partially due to the holdout, and partially due that he's too old to pay that much money. I understand the frustrations. I'm pissed off, too. I told you guys kind of earlier today to Michael Phillips, the way this has played out, they probably should have traded Terry McLaurin. But then you look at it and you're like, well, how many people would have gone berserk and rioted if this team had traded Terry McLaurin ahead of one of the most important seasons in franchise history, trying to build off of last year's success? So do they have enough weapons to beat the Dallas Cowboys? 833-804-0910. Dan Quinn knows what he's doing here with the captains for this week, Stub. Three guys, all three Texas boys. Of course, led by Von Miller, who's a Texas boy, born in Dallas, played for Texas A&M before going on to become a star in the NFL, a future Hall of Famer, and Super Bowl 50 MVP. This is a business trip. Time to take care of business, kick ass, take names, and really take control of the division with a 2-0 divisional record. And although Philly will have a better overall record probably, the 2-0 divisional record is massive at this point in the season. Now, Dan Quinn was asked an interesting question about the team's identity for this year, and I mean, I understand what he's saying. He basically is saying, well, we need to play complementary football consistently. That's what we want our identity to be. In fact, our identity right now has been consistently inconsistent. And that's why he said it's an incomplete grade right now. But look, the seventh game last year, I felt like the identity was formed. All right? At this point last year, you look at what happened for Washington. They were coming off of a loss to the Baltimore Ravens. They went home and destroyed the Carolina Panthers. And oh yeah, Jaden got hurt, and it didn't matter. Mariota came in, and they destroyed the Carolina Panthers. That was the seventh game last year. Now we're at week seven this year, and the identity needs to be found. That this, once again, is a smash-mouth football team that will run the ball and not stop running the ball, because we're going to go back to it in the third quarter and the fourth quarter and play complementary football, where this defense may not be great, but can they bend but not break? Can the special teams get a bounce that goes our way instead of a doink off the upright that is no good? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. The question of the day is, does Washington have enough weapons to win without Terry McLaurin now that we know he's out? And I can't get over the Cliff Kingsbury conversation yesterday at the podium and how he kept talking about missing practice, and how important that is to him. It just kind of felt like an offensive coordinator that is fed up with the way things have played out. Let's take a listen to Cliff Kingsbury about non-consistent practices as a unit this season. Here is your offense coordinator.
We haven't consistently been able to practice as a unit, you know, since training camp started, and I think that's where maybe some of the inconsistency is showing up, particularly on third downs. It just seems like we're a little bit off. But as a play caller, you just adapt to the personnel, and our staff has done a great job getting those guys ready to play, and the guys are making plays when they have been called upon. And so it's been cool to see those guys step up and make plays.
Yeah, this team was much more consistent on third and, of course, fourth down last season. And I think what you're seeing is, like he said, all right, training camp, Jaden was there, Terry was not. And then the season started. Terry was there, but then Jaden was not, right? And so now you're dealing with a team that I think is getting most of their guys back on the practice field. Obviously, McLaurin's the big no, right? And he missed part of training camp. So they have prepared without him. That's why Chris Moore is getting so many opportunities. The trust that Cliff Kingsbury has in him, it comes from training camp. Comes from those practices right there. But I kind of think this is interesting from Cliff here. Like we just played, he said, as a play caller, you just adapt to the personnel. And our staff has done a really great job getting those guys ready to play. He doesn't like this, right? He's adapting to the personnel. But it's more than just Terry. It's also Noah Brown as well, right? And so it's frustrating the way this has played out offensively. But I don't think they're the reason that we're 3-3. And in fact, I thought it was even more interesting that Cliff Kingsbury said he was shocked that the team is 3-3 with how much they've turned the ball over. And I did a little bit of research here. Washington is in the bottom five, all right, in terms of turnover margin. They're -3 right now. That's because we've given the ball away six times, and we have two Mikey Sainristil interceptions, a fumble when Quan Martin popped Quentin Johnson and Lattimore recovered, and that's it. That's it. And so when your defense is failing to create turnovers, all right, the offense can't not turn the ball over. The offense has to stop turning the ball over. Six giveaways? That's 16th. That's middle of the pack. But when your defense is bottom 10 in takeaways, the offense simply cannot give the ball away. And so I think that's going to be one of the biggest keys to this game on Sunday. No big offensive mistakes that lead to turnovers. No big offensive mistakes that lead to turnovers. We cannot do that. We simply cannot give the ball away and expect to win on the road against Dallas. And, oh, yeah, they're going to get CeeDee Lamb back. And George Pickens has looked like an all-world wide receiver already this season. And Dak Prescott's playing at a MVP level. Defensively, they've got their issues. You can't make it easier for them and give them a turnover. Make it so difficult for their defense. Keep our offense on the field. Keep their offense off the field with long drives. And we've got to sustain consistent drives down the field. And like I called for earlier this week, I need some damn points in the first quarter. I don't care if it's a fourth and one from the one stub. I'm kicking a field goal because I'm not walking away with nothing on the board for the fourth straight game after one quarter. We cannot start playing football at 2 p.m. or for this weekend at 5:15 when the kickoff's at 4:15. We have got to do something in the first quarter if we're going to get the win. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we got a lot still to get to on the show today, including my keys to victory and pathway to success. We've got a top 20 college football team in the state of Virginia with the Cardiac Cavs. We'll bring on Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. VCU has an exhibition game on Sunday. We'll hear from Robbie Robinson at 1:30. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. You can hear the 804 broadcast game of the week tonight here on 910 The Fan. We are your home, Odyssey Richmond, for the Hoos, the Cardiac Cavs, who are a top 20 team in college football, led by transfer portal quarterback Chandler Morris. And, of course, you're home for the Commanders in the NFL. It's rivalry week as Washington travels to Dallas to take on the Cowboys on Sunday. Time for the Commanders' corner as we look into this matchup here. And I told you guys earlier, I truly think it is a race to 35 points. It is two teams that have had defenses struggle to get off the field. Two teams that have had defenses give up long touchdown drive after long touchdown drive. Now, you could see both defenses bend but don't break. I have a feeling these defenses are going to break because these offenses are just humming right now, and they've had time to game plan against each other, right? So for Washington, yes, no Terry McLaurin, but Debo got back to practice today. We've seen Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane develop. And yes, this coaching staff does have trust in wide receiver Chris Moore. But what I love about what they did last week was they got Zach Ertz involved early and often. They need a big performance from Ertz once again this weekend. But I think all eyes outside of the ones on Jaden Daniels will be on Bill, who is a fan favorite and isn't afraid of fumbling away his chance in the NFL. Good article today on the Washington Post. After a week after the rookie running back's breakout came a setback, Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt wouldn't want it to be so easy. He said, quote, "Oh, I still got a lot of confidence in myself. I just got to be better at my job, and that'll get fixed for sure." Dan Quinn said to reporters this week, "This is a rookie player. They're going to have some ups and downs just like any other guys, and I'm certain he made things right to come up and battle through it." Now, we know how exciting Bill has been, right? We're not calling him Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. Stubb knows this. We're calling him Bill. That's his only name. He gets one name. He is the share. He's the prince of the Washington football team this season.
Mortgage
Bill
to lower, but
has become a fan favorite for sure. And I thought it was cool that like his teammates were wearing his shirt, and we saw Debo Samuel rocking the Bill shirt ahead of the game last week. But obviously, he cannot fumble the ball anymore. Like, that needs to end. And I like that the coaching staff did not give up on him, but I'm telling you right now, I'm giving up on him if he fumbles on Sunday. That's my opinion on this. I would roll out Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez for the foreseeable future if he fumbles anymore. This is the end of it, all right? What is it? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Bill, you can't fool me a third time. Hold on to the damn ball. I know you had a ton of success and 150 yards and two touchdowns against the Chargers. But if you fumble the ball again, I'm done with you. And I think that's the way the coaching staff should treat this as well. I have a lot of confidence in him because how he arrived in Ashburn after at rookie minicamp, he turned heads and everybody calls him a dog, right? And Cliff Kingsbury talks about how he wants to be in for every single play. He loves the game so much, right? Well, if he loves the game so much, he won't fumble it away. That's my take on that. Let's get to the wide receiver issue for the Washington Commanders. Debo, I believe, will play on Sunday. McLaurin, we know, will not. What does that mean for everybody else? When will we get to see a Robbie Chosen sighting, right? How about Ja'Cory Brooks? He got elevated last week, and then I don't know that he got more than maybe 5 snaps on the field. Washington needs more from their wide receivers, and I think that is this week Luke McCaffrey getting a lot more reps. I understand what Cliff Kingsbury's saying. He doesn't want to wear him out because he's in there for kick returns. And they have a plan in place to get him involved in more and more snaps every single week. But this is year 2, week 7, and we have an obvious hole at the wide receiver position. Let's see what McCaffrey can do with more of these reps. I've seen enough from Chris Moore. I get you trust him, and I understand what Logan Paulson's saying, that this in coaching in the NFL comes down to the guys that they have the most trust in because of his experience. But Luke's done everything to earn the trust. It's about damn time he gets elevated to more of a bigger role in the wide receiver room and gets the same number of snaps that Chris Moore gets, or more, because he's developing right in front of our eyes. Now, defensively for Washington, there are 100 issues, but Stubb, I'll admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong about Frankie Louvu selling into a role as the team's number one linebacker this year. I thought he would get more tackles than Bobby Wagner. I thought he was going to be an all-pro linebacker. The problem is Frankie Louvu has been awful in pass coverage. Awful in pass coverage. Now, let's talk this out for a second here, Stubb. Look, Frankie Louvu, what he did last year for Washington, he was one of the best free agent signings that we made. And we made 100 of them. Wagner, right? At safety, Jeremy Chinn, Eckler, Ertz. But Louvu was one of the best of all of them, right? Started the Louvu Love Club because I was just loving his hard hits every single week. And so with the success that he had last year, this coaching staff knows that Bobby Wagner is old as dirt. They know that. He's still performing, but they know how old he is. And so I kind of feel like they wanted to develop Frankie Louvu to be the heir apparent to Bobby Wagner. And they've put him in situations and spot he's just not good enough in. He's been awful in pass coverage. That's not what he's good at. And so I understand they're trying to develop him, right, so to take over for Wagner, but it's not his specialty at all. I think moving forward on obvious passing down situations like third and long, he needs to be an edge rusher. He needs to have a hand in the dirt. Third and 5, the game on the line, and Chicago driving to get into game-winning field goal range. Louvu dropped about 10 yards too deep, and they dumped it off to the tight end for an easy pitch and catch and a first down. And that's happened over and over again this year. He's not good at the linebacker position in pass coverage. It's a weakness in his game. There's a reason Carolina moved on from him. There's a reason he was not the highest drafted player, right? There's a reason a lot of people hadn't heard of him. He's awful in pass coverage. He needs to be attacking the quarterback, attacking running backs. He needs to be on the line moving forward. It's about damn time Joe Witt Jr. just decides Louvu's not that guy. And then, are we going to see more Savage? I've actually liked what we've gotten from Darnell Savage. And Quan Martin, it kind of seems like, has taken a step back. I think it's highlighted by the huge missed tackle against DeAndre Swift. But we've seen him miss tackles, right? That was a training camp tackle right there. Oh, I'm just going to wrap him up. Nope, you didn't. You didn't wrap him up. You didn't bring him down. And you gave up a huge explosive play that helped the Bears win that game. I like what Jeremy Reeves is doing. I want to see him maybe blitz more because he's so aggressive, right? And maybe we see Kane Medrano or McGee or somebody else spell Bobby Wagner at times so he's not in one-on-one coverage against the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, whether that's Javonte Williams or another one. We cannot have Wagner one-on-one with a linebacker. I mean, one-on-one with a running back. And I don't think Louvu can handle that as well. So somebody else has got to get another opportunity there. It's just frustrating because this defense, it feels like, is right back to where they were last year during our losing streak. We can't trust them to get a stop. We can't trust them to get off the field. And you're asking Jaden Daniels to consistently put the cape on and be Superman. Now, hopefully, he'll have his best game he's ever had against the Dallas Cowboys, but the defense needs to be better as well. I think it's going to be a race to 35 points. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on 910 The Fan, which is Richmond's home for VCU basketball. We're going to hear from the voice of the Rams, Robbie Robinson, when we return on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is rivalry week here on AWOD Radio as the Commanders face off against their arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan, and we got Frank Maloney hanging out with us here from Who's Talking. I'm so excited for this game here, and I've been saying all week long, there's no team I'd rather face off against more with our backs against the wall than the Cowboys.
You hate the Cowboys?
I hate the Cowboys.
You don't even know what hate is.
Oh, I don't think you realize how much I hate them.
Listen, we had to go through the 70s as old Redskins fans,
yeah,
and endure those incredible teams that the Cowpokes had. They used to kick us in the teeth. And finally, the owner of the Skins went out and got George Allen Sr. And George Allen Sr. brought all those old men, and they were like, we hate the Cowboys too. And yeah, they finally beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. I'll never forget Walt Garrison got a handoff and was sneaking through the middle towards the goal line. And air safety was a guy named Houston who grabbed him by the collar. It would have been a horse collar, but he held him straight up. And Garrison was pumping his arms and legs and didn't get in there. The defining moment. Things had changed, and on Monday Night Football, the Skins beat the Cowpokes, and then everything changed, and a few years later, the Skins, guess what? They were in the Super Bowl, remember?
Oh, yeah, so, and had all this success. But to me, the rivalry between the Redskins and the Cowgirls goes back to when I was a kid, and Deion Sanders was just killing us.
God, I hated Deion
Sanders. I hated Emmitt Smith, hated Troy Aikman. Hated them so much. Michael Irvin couldn't stand
him. Oh, my God. Michael Irvin got away with pass interference on about 50% of his receptions.
Yeah.
The guy ran down 8 yards, shoved the DB, turned around, caught the ball, and then pumped his legs and would get 3 more yards. And I said, why isn't that pass interference?
Now, we've had some positive memories in my lifetime against the Dallas Cowboys. I think the big one everybody brings up is Thanksgiving 2011, when RG3 went and took down the Dallas Cowboys. Alfred Morris ran for 200 yards in that game
and had
three touchdowns.
Where is Alfred Morris today? He was such a dynamic player.
Well, he moved on over to Dallas and played, I think, the last 3 years of his career
with
the Cowboys, which I couldn't stand. But what's interesting is, in that game, a late-round draft pick comes in and has 200 yards. Sunday, a late-round draft pick in Bill, Corey Kroski Merritt, I think could come in and really make a big difference in this game and possibly lead this team to victory with his rushing attack and a defense that can bend but maybe not break.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a race to 35 points, Frank.
It probably will be. This will be, I hate to say it, this is almost the season. It's a little early, and I'm not one to panic, but I am a little concerned. McLaurin's MIA season, as it's being known by many of us, is haunting the team. I think Daniels has done the best he could with what he has. I wish they'd kept Olamide Zaccheaus. He was a great third option.
I wish Jaden Nenan dropped the ball on Monday Night Football with the game on the line.
You can't be perfect.
No, I'm with you on the magnitude of this game, though. If you win, the season is right back on track.
Right.
You're 2-0 in the division.
Right.
You're back above 500.
Right.
You can afford to lose next week to Kansas City, and everything's fine. If you lose this game, it's a two-game losing streak. You're going to the toughest team in the NFL in the last 10 years in the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's not just that the season's off the rails. It's that, you know, you hit the panic button if you lose this game.
Well, it screams urgency, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
that's what Dan Quinn said to start October. October is urgency month. September's preseason, basically, now.
You know,
October, you got to show a sense of urgency.
You know, last season, didn't it feel like somebody was bringing you fresh ice cream with your favorite toppings, like, for every game? Because I think all Redskins fans were marveling at how good Daniels was.
Yeah.
Somehow this season, I hate to say it, I feel like I'm going to the dentist.
Feels like someone splashed cold water on us.
There's no Novocaine, and it's tough, and it could change. It could change. You know, the problems that the Eagles are having has somehow softened the blow a little bit.
Well, that's why this game is so important, because it does feel like today the division couldn't be more wide open.
I agree.
With the Eagles' loss and the Cowboys' struggles, they're below 500, and I just don't believe in the Giants at all. But, yeah, I mean, this is it feels like the season.
Well, they got to have this one. I don't think they're going to try any gimmicky plays. This is going to be a game where they say, listen, you know,
we have to dominate in the trenches.
The front five, you have got to make holes.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that the – you know, the Commanders running backs can get some good yards after contact. You know, I'm hopeful that all the receivers will step up and get open and make catches so that Daniels doesn't have to run for his life.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because of the success of last season, but this year in particular, it feels like every win is a deep exhale, and every loss is, oh my goodness, was last year a fluke?
Well, you know, a couple of players can make the difference. Debo Samuel is a game-breaking stud. I like your new running back, Ja'Cory Kroski.
Bill.
He can play. I was surprised last summer you were talking about him, and I was like, oh, come on, he's a newcomer.
Look, it's been an incredible story, and I gotta say, I didn't think he would be this good.
He's played.
Seventh-round pick, yeah. And that's why you hire Adam Peters. That's why you go out and you get the best young assistant general manager in football. The wins this season have had Adam Peters written all over them. Look at the Chargers win. Mikey Sainsdale, a draft pick, gets the big interception. Jaden comes back. Bill has been really good. They traded for Debo Samuel. They traded for Laremy Tunsil. And so for Washington to win this game against Dallas, I love what Dan Quinn did. He named three Texas boys as the captains for this week, and they're going to need those three guys to step up, and it starts with Von Miller, who's born in Dallas, went to Texas A&M, and he's a future Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl 50 MVP. This could be a Von Miller game, because Lord knows we need better pass rushers.
Well, as I said earlier in the talking about the NCAA games, you know, DBs need help. It's impossible to guard receivers all over the field today. The rules make it too easy for the receiver to get to the ball. If you can get a pass rush going and move that quarterback off his mark, make him back up to his left, throw off his back foot, anything can happen. Zach Ertz has got to have another good game.
Yeah.
I like the other running back,
Jeremy McNichols?
Yes. This is the kind of game where a guy like Jeremy McNichols does something and you go, wow, thank God in the nick of time. So
yeah.
I'm hopeful. I think this is a game that they can win. Is Dallas going to play lights out? I fully expect the Cowboys to play a great game. Dak Prescott is playing like a man on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this needs to be Washington getting off to a good start, for sure. They cannot score 0 points in the first quarter, go down by double digits, and expect to come back and win this game. I'll give you the keys to victory and pathway to success when we return here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll, where I encourage all the listeners to come by for Shucktoberfest tomorrow with the Bart Chucker Band kicking things off at 2 p.m. At 6:30, you've got the Chain Brothers Band. The whole outside will be filled with fun for all, pumpkin painting, games, raffles, a bounce house, face painting, a photo booth, and I love a dog costume contest here at Shucktoberfest. It's an oyster and pig roast with music and fun for all at River City Roll, and the proceeds benefit Fetch a Cure. So that is Saturday at River City Roll. Frank is with us here as we close out the show here on a Commander's Corner with the keys to victory and pathway to success. Frank, this is the most downloaded segment every week. I've got friends that don't ever listen to the show, and then they text me, "Have you given out the keys to victory yet?" I'm going to give them out right now, Frank. Key number one, that's the key to the car, all right? On the road, you need to drive. How do you drive down the field on the road in Dallas? We're talking Jerry's World on Sunday. 50% conversion rate or more on third downs. 50%, that's all I'm asking for. But this season, Washington is 20 of 60. That is 33% on third downs. 33% on third downs. They're still pretty good on fourth down, 71%. But 33% on third downs? That's not how you sustain drives down the field.
That's Terry McLaurin.
He is a great third down target. That's also
his strength.
Zach Ertz needs to be more involved. Last week they got him involved and got him into the end zone. So first key to victory, 50% conversion rate on third down. Second key. That's the key to the house. You're in their house, like I said, in Jerry's world. To win this key, you have to win the turnover battle. And this offense needs to stop making mistakes. We can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot. It has to stop Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Jaden Daniels, terrible interception in the red zone. And then he drops the ball. And Bill dropped the ball. And I talked about it earlier. This team is -3 in turnover differential. -3. They have given the ball away 6 times this year. It has to stop. They have to play clean football. That's your second key to victory. Third key is the key to the safe where you keep all your cash. If you're going to cash in and win this game, Frank, Washington needs to do what they did last year in most of their victories. This team is at their best when Cliff Kingsbury can take his ginormous playbook of 500 pages and fully open it. How does he fully open it? By taking a 2-score lead, a 10-point lead, a 9-point lead. Anything more than an 8-point lead is the definition of a 2-score lead in the National Football League. The third key to victory is to take a 2-score lead. So your three keys are 50% or more conversion rate on third downs. Go win the turnover battle in their house and take a 2-score lead. Pathway to success. I think we have to find a way to get more sacks than the Dallas Cowboys. Get Dak Prescott off of his spot. Force him to do what Caleb had to do, which is kind of throw on the move at times. I think that's when you can force him into a turnover. You know he's going to be looking for CeeDee Lamb on third downs. I think we have to double CeeDee Lamb on third downs. That is their go-to guy. Like you talked about with McLaurin, Lamb will run any kind of route on third downs. He'll line up outside. He'll line up inside. Heck, they had him in the backfield one time.
Jet sweep.
Yeah, and then threw it to him. So you have to key in on CeeDee Lamb on third downs. We're not going to win this game unless we can rush for 100 yards, and I think we have to continue the trend. Now 15-4 overall when Jaden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards. His legs are his biggest X factor, and for the love of God, give me a first quarter drive that ends in points.
Yeah.
I've seen 45 minutes of first quarters and 0 points on the board in the last three games. I mean, it's been a nightmare. A nightmare.
By the way,
it started with the Falcons. It continued against the Chargers. Luckily, yep, we won, but it was the reason we lost to the Chicago Bears.
So you're now up to 7 keys.
No, I got 3 keys. After that, that's the pathway to success. See, Frank, I've got you walking down the pathway to success here. My official prediction, I've been saying all day long, Sunday will be a race to 35 points.
Wow.
Washington will win on the road, their second road win of the season, 35-31. 35-31.
Wow.
Defense will need to get a stop. They will have to find a way to force at least one punt in this game.
So I'm going to predict Commanders 31-27. And Dallas will have to drive the field late, behind, and be unable to do it. And they will be in agony as the clock expires on their home field.
I like to give out the MIPS, Frank. Most important players for the Commanders to win.
Well, I think... I'm going to say the receiving core has to be better.
Yep.
So that's a collective.
A collective of groups.
But,
yeah.
You know, Bobby Wagner has to have a great game.
Same with Frankie Louvu.
Yeah.
I could not stand how bad he was in coverage last week.
The two of them need to have big-time games. But Wagner's been, I think, kind of quiet.
Yeah, he's still leading this team in tackles, but you're seeing other teams expose him more.
Yep.
And get him one-on-one with tight ends and running backs. It hasn't been good enough. I do think our defense, we've shown, we're 6 games into this season and a season and a half into the Dan Quinn era. They are at their best when they blitz. They've got to, because we can't just send 4 guys. It's not good enough.
Right.
We don't have that, you know, Trey Hendrickson, Miles Garrett, Von Miller's old.
Fowler.
Right? He's gone. He's in
Dallas. That's my point. They
yeah.
should have kept him.
So we need to send an extra guy. And I think you have to blitz early in this game and try to get into Dak's mind.
You got to use an exotic blitz. Maybe send a cornerback,
right,
or something like that that Prescott has not seen on film, and speed him up. He's very human if he's sped up.
No, I'm with you there, Stubb. Do you want to chime in with an official prediction?
I really do. The race to 35, I think, tracks perfectly with the way that both of these teams look. I'm going to say Washington takes it, though, in like a 38-34 kind of game right now. I think this is going to smash the over. I expect to see 70 points.
Yeah. I mean, it's just two offenses that have moved the ball down the field and two defenses that cannot get off the field. For the love of God, they cannot create a turnover. I mean, Mikey Sanders still dropped a big one against the Bears. What was it? Bijan Robinson, the first drive of the game, he fumbles the ball. And we don't recover it. I mean, that just drives me nuts, especially because we then lose a game 2 weeks later because our quarterback fumbled and we did not recover it. So we got to find a way to create a turnover. And I think our defense will or will get maybe one fourth down stop. This is going to come down to the offense playing a full 60 minutes of clean football, right? And also limit the penalties. That could really change the outcome in this game as well.
And that, by the way, that worries me. Dallas is the kind of environment, unfortunately, down there in that huge stadium where maybe the Commanders get a little jumpy and they can't afford to have illegal procedures or
right.
or edge rushers jumping off sides.
Well, but the thing about last week against Chicago, they had a key defensive stop they needed. Chicago was starting the drive from inside their 20, and they were faced with a 3rd and 10. But yep. Washington had a defensive holding, which gave them an automatic first down.
New life.
New life. And then that drive went on to be successful and end with either a touchdown or a field goal. So defense has got to find a way to get off the field. I am looking forward to this coaching matchup. Brian Schottenheimer Jr., right, getting his opportunity after the offensive coordinator role in Dallas to be the head coach. Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator, right? So both these guys have gotten pay raises from the last time they were working together. It's going to be a decent matchup there. But obviously the big news today, Dan Quinn confirming, no Terry McLaurin. He's been talking about next man up all season long. I'm sick and tired of it. But we're going to need that next man up, and I'm hoping that it's Luke McCaffrey. I'm really hoping that's Luke McCaffrey.
And he could do it. He's sneaky good.
He's getting better the more minutes and snaps they give him. And if we're going to see Chris Moore more, I need to see him drop the ball less.
Yeah.
I mean, two big drops last week. I know he had the insane like touchdown catch by Jaden Daniels, but the drops are killers. So I'm looking forward to this. I mean, it's a rivalry for me. It means a lot because I just hate Dallas. You know what I hate the most? It's the damn Star. I can't stand the Star. And the fact they call themselves America's team.
See, that's the...
It's been 30 years, Jerry.
That's arrogance, and it's unwarranted.
The Star?
Yeah, the Star is...
Yeah, it's stupid.
And listen, it's a franchise that's living on the past. You know, Drew.
Well, you could say the same thing about us.
But. Well, but at least last year the Skins made it to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Dallas hadn't been near that.
Right.
And let's face it, Jerry has been making mistakes left and right. And he's hurt the team.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great quarterback duel because Dak Prescott's at an MVP level, and the Commanders have last year's NFL Rookie of the Year in Jaden Daniels, who, for the first time his sophomore season, is going to play 3 weeks in a row, which means hopefully you can unleash him, right? And he's got his rhythm, he's got his timing back, and he's due for a big game against the Cowboys because last year they blindsided us and they won because of a missed extra point. And then the next game against Dallas, we took Jaden out, and Mariota went on to win it. So I'm looking forward to JD5 having a massive game on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. Like I said, 35-31 is my official prediction. Grant and Danny, drive you home on the Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.